Good morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me for today's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Thank you for your hospitality, inviting me in to your homes on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Today we are in Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, where the words of the prophet Habakkuk come from near the end of the 7th century B.C., at a time when the Babylonians were in power. Habakkuk was deeply disturbed by the violence and injustice in the land of Judah, and today's reading records a prayer-filled conversation between the prophet and God. He questions why God is so slow to deal with the evil and lawlessness that is taking place. And God's guiding word for us for the rest of the week is prayer. So let's begin in Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. This is the message that the Lord revealed to the prophet Habakkuk. O Lord, how long must I call for help before you listen? Before you save us from violence, why do you make me see so much trouble? How can you stand and look on such wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are all around me, and there is fighting and quarreling everywhere. The law is weak and useless, and justice is never done. Evil people get the better of the righteous, and so justice is perverted. Then the Lord said to his people, keep watching the nations around you, and you will be astonished at what you see. I'm going to do something that you will not believe when you hear about it. I'm bringing the Babylonians to power, those fierce, restless people. They are marching out against the world to conquer other lands. They spread fear and terror, and in their pride, they are a law unto themselves. Their horses are faster than leopards, fiercer than hungry wolves. Their cavalry troops come riding from distant lands. Their horses paw the ground. They come swooping down like eagles attacking their prey. Their armies advance in violent conquest, and everyone is terrified as they approach. Their captives are as numerous as grains of sand. They treat kings with contempt and laugh at high officials. No fortress can stop them. They pile up earth against it and capture it. Then they sweep on like the wind and are gone, these men whose power is their God. Lord, from the very beginning you are God. You are my God, holy and eternal. Lord, my God and my protector, you have chosen the Babylonians and made them strong so that they can punish us. But how can you stand these treacherous evil men? Your eyes are too holy to look at evil, and you cannot stand the sight of people doing wrong. So why are you silent while they destroy people who are more righteous than they are? How can you treat people like fish or like a swarm of insects that have no ruler to direct them? The Babylonians catch people with hooks. As though they were fish, they drag them off in nets, and they shout for joy over their catch. They even worship their nets and offer sacrifices to them because their nets provide them with the best of everything. Are they going to use their swords forever and keep on destroying nations without mercy? And today's key verse is Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 12. Where it says, Lord, from the very beginning, you are God. You are my God, holy and eternal. You know, according to the law of Moses, the people of Israel were to treat each other with fairness. Yet many of the prophets God sent accused the people and their leaders of being unjust. In verse 2, Habakkuk asks, O Lord, how long must I call for help before you listen, before you save us from violence? Do you ever talk to God about the violence and injustice you see in the world? What do you say to God? What are their situations that lay heavily on your heart? Let's pray. Lord God, the violence in our world fills me with frustration, despair, and sadness. Too often I feel powerless against it. Help me to see the ways in which I can be a peacemaker in your world. Guide me in your love. Amen. Well, that little prayer brings us to the end of our time together. And tomorrow, I hope that you can join me as we are in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, when the Lord answers the question that Habakkuk has laid before his throne. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.